Support for Regional News comes from CSEA, People Working Together, A Better New York for All, CSEANY.org, and Albany Medical Center, known for our expertise, chosen for our care, amc.edu. Good morning, it's 7:04. This is WAMC Regional News, and joining us is the Associate Editor of the Albany Times-Union, Mike Spain. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ian.
And Mike, there's a connection to the Capital Region for Jordan's new Prime Minister. Tell us about it.
Yeah, our story today tells how relatives of Hani Mulki got the news from the Middle East over the weekend that he had been appointed Prime Minister of Jordan. Mulki is a 1979 graduate of RPI in Troy and was appointed to this top post in Jordan by King Abdullah just recently. The news agency Reuters has characterized Hani as a caretaker prime minister who will organize parliamentary elections by October after Abdullah discovered that the parliament dissolved the parliament as it nears the end of its four-year term. Mulki had served as Jordan's ambassador to Egypt and is a permanent representative of the Arab League, but his ties are both family-connected and academic to the capital region. He received his master's in mechanical engineering and a PhD from RPI in Troy. And while he was in Troy, he met his future wife, Sheila, who at the time was working at the RPI registrar's office. And they have a son who also attended RPI and received his bachelor's and master's there, graduating in 2003. And he went on to gain a PhD in informatics at the University of Albany. So lots of local connections to the new prime minister.
Mike, here in the capital region, sometimes we forget that as many people just about live in the town of Colony as do in the city of Albany, and now the town's taking another look at its master plan.
Right. It's a sprawling town, and it's experiencing yet another boom in both population growth and commercial development. And that has caused some concern. So it's really reexamining a master plan that was put together back in 2005. They're not completely doing it over, but they're forming a committee to review it and make some changes. This came after some people complained about so many trees coming down to make way for new housing and lots of new development going on. They want to just focus on how that's going to be over time. And according to a town spokeswoman, they're not doing it all over, but they're going to take a good look at it, and that will get underway soon.
Well, for more on these stories and others, you can visit timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the newspaper on the newsstand or subscribe to it. We've been speaking with Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union. It's been a while, Mike, and always a pleasure on my end.
Thank you, Ian.